This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Texas Congressman Ted Poe, Republican from the Lone Star State's 2nd Congressional District. We want to get his thoughts on two critical subjects on Capitol Hill this week. First of all the bogus job creation numbers found on the administration's own stimulus website, recovery.gov. Over the past few days, we've learned that many supposed jobs were created in congressional districts that don't even exist. So how much credibility can we give to the claims that this stimulus package has created or sustained some 1 million jobs in this country? And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome, Greg. This is quite a fiasco with the government reporting on its own website. Jobs that are supposed to have occurred or been developed because of the stimulus money in congressional districts that don't even exist in the United States. And it's throughout the country they have these false claims of jobs in areas that, you know, there are no congressional districts. It's quite ironic.
Congressman, do you think this is just a clerical error across the board here, or is this just gross mismanagement?
Well, I think it's mismanagement. I don't think it's a clerical error. It's one thing to come up with one or two congressional districts that don't exist, but there are numerous ones. And for example, in South Carolina, there's the congressional district 00 that's supposed to have created several jobs in that district, and it doesn't exist. So I just think it's incompetence on the part of the federal government. If you look at the stimulus jobs, they're not real jobs. The federal government even counts pay raises as jobs saved. And so that's what they consider a job saved. So
it's say that again. What kind of jobs are they counting just as pay raises?
Yes, they will count a job that is a pay raise as a saved job. So when someone gets a pay raise, that's a saved job. But most of these jobs are government jobs anyway. They're not real jobs. They're jobs that taxpayers pay for and pay into a, you know, it's a government job. It's not a job in the private sector. So it's all smoke and mirrors, and it's it reminds me of the old-fashioned snake oil salesman trying to sell us something that is just not any good for the country, and it's bad reporting on the part of the federal government.
Congressman, we just heard a few weeks ago that the administration thinks it directly created or saved about 650,000 jobs and indirectly another 350,000, which conveniently adds up to 1 million. Now they've retracted 60,000 jobs, and obviously they're going over all these impossibilities that are on the recovery.gov website. What does this really tell us about the impact of the stimulus, if anything?
The stimulus has not created jobs. There have been 5 million jobs lost, and even if you count the 600 or 800,000, that's still a net loss of jobs this year. The stimulus bill has not has created some government programs. A government program is a program that the taxpayers pay for, but those aren't real jobs. And everyone knows that the economy is getting worse. The unemployment gets worse across the country. The stimulus bill was flawed with the concept that the federal government can go borrow a bunch of money and then make Americans pay for that with new tax increases since we don't have the money, and that will some way stimulate the economy. No, it wasn't a good economic philosophy when it passed, and it certainly has proved to be a poor economic policy now that we are under this stimulus bill.
Congressman, there's talk now of a second stimulus package, although they're calling it a jobs bill more than a stimulus plan number two or anything like that. Have you heard what the Democrats plan to include in there?
It's more of the same. You would think if something didn't work, you wouldn't do it again. But the government's position is if it doesn't work, we need to do more of it. And that's the philosophy. So we hear that in the corridors of the Capitol that they're going to try to run another stimulus bill through, the second stimulus. Call it something else because, you know, stimulus is a bad word with the American public. Let's just call it something else, like a jobs creation bill. We have yet to see the details, and it'll probably be just like the first stimulus bill. It will be filed as the first stimulus bill was at midnight, and then we start debate the next morning. That's what we expect to happen, but we haven't seen it yet.
What would Republicans include if you had the majority?
Well, the answer is not to spend money we don't have to create these false jobs. The answer is to get money back in the hands of the American citizens. So businesses should have tax incentives rather than new taxes on the business. Taxes kill jobs. So tax incentives gives more capital to businesses, and then they're able to hire other people to work there. And so we need tax incentives, tax breaks, tax credits to individuals and to businesses in these hard economic times. That will help the economy down the road. Taking money away from individuals and businesses where they have less money does not help the economy, and it certainly does not create jobs. So it's a fight between government control and capitalism, and that's what's taking place here in Washington, D.C.
Congressman, the other big issue, of course, up there on Capitol Hill is health care, and you, along with all but one of your Republican colleagues, voted against the Democratic plan a couple of weeks ago. One thing that's apparently on the schedule for you to consider this week is the so-called doc fix. This is basically about $250 billion over 10 years to reimburse doctors related to Medicare and so forth. That's not part of the overall price tag on health care, because otherwise it would push it way over the threshold that's been established. Explain for our listeners what's going on there and what's likely to happen this week.
The doc fix, as you said, $250 billion, $250 billion, that was supposed to be in the health care bill. Well, it was so much money that even the Democrats decided they would have two separate spending bills, the health care bill that passed by 5 votes in the House, and now this second doc fix bill that's $250 billion. And that's straight debt. We don't have the money, and we don't know how it's going to turn out. I suspect it'll pass. That's why it wouldn't come to the floor. Nancy Pelosi wouldn't bring it to the floor unless it's going to pass. But there's no way to pay for that. So Republicans will have an alternative to provide for a fix over a 10-year or 2-year period. That'll be different. That'll be paid for. But I'm not sure that the American public wants another $250 billion in straight debt that eventually somebody, our kids, will have to pay for.
And, Congressman, that idea did not get any traction in the Senate when it was tried a couple of weeks ago. Do you get the sense that it will eventually become law, or will it become contingent upon some sort of health care bill actually becoming law? What do you think?
The senators tell us that the doc fix, the way that it's written, the $250 billion debt, is dead on arrival in the U.S. Senate. So that's what we hear today. And, of course, we don't know how the Senate's going to – they've been talking about their health care bill for 6 months now, and we're still yet to have seen the final draft. But that's what we hear.
Congressman, unfortunately, our time is up. Thank you, sir, for your time.
Glad to, Greg.
Excellent. Texas Congressman Ted Poe represents his state's 2nd Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.